Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 393. Welcome. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you for listening to the blogcast. Today's blog is about a little bit the current show that I am making. I am recording this earlier than I want to do because I have rehearsal. As a result, there are more trains going by than usual, perhaps more traffic. Usually I record a little later so that stuff slows down, but I got to do this now before I go to rehearsal. So thank you again for listening. This blog is called Working on a Theme. Close observers of my work might notice some commonalities between my most recent audio drama, The Defense, and my previous audio drama, The Dragoning. They both feature nice women who develop magical defensive and destructive abilities. They both hinge on fear and power. They are structured very differently, and the contexts are not the same, but at the center of both are nice and dangerous women. You might say, I'm trying to work something out. We're in the middle of rehearsing for and recording The Defense, and sometimes I found myself self-conscious about the things these audio dramas have in common. I imagine some critic saying, doesn't this woman have any other ideas? But of course, I do have other ideas. I have so many other ideas! But when an idea presents itself for realization, sometimes you just have to move forward. Even if you've looked at a particular theme before. You don't throw ideas back into the muse's face when she presents them to you, even if they look a little like one you received before. I think a lot about Elizabeth Gilbert's concept of ideas floating around in the atmosphere, waiting for artists to grab them and bring them into being. It explains why multiple artists get the same idea at the same time sometimes. And it also explains why the same artist might take another crack at a concept or idea they've explored before. In thinking about it, I realized that I have previously created in pairs like this before. When the Dobbs decision went down, I wrote two short speculative fiction abortion plays, one right after the other. They're very different from one another, different futures following the lines of logic in the anti-choice movement. But the plays were both between 10 and 20 minutes long, and they both extended their speculations in kind of extreme ways. You might say I was trying to work something out. Watching this happen with my creative writing, seeing how I've been writing in pairs, I wonder where I might have done this before. I was pretty hung up on Greek myths in the early days. I wrote way more of those than two. But I was definitely trying to work something out. However, I don't think the other things I wrote in those days obviously pair up, like this recent work. I suppose the thread that flows through most of what I've made in the last 8 years has been my rage at watching women's rights roll back, at watching the patriarchy claw its way back up to the top. I guess I haven't had much space for other things. I've had to be responsive to this disheartening world that began to show its face in 2016. I think I will maybe stop writing in pairs like this if and when things turn around for the better. If they don't, I guess I'll be working things out in multiple ways for a long time to come. Sometimes I think these blogs are just like preemptive strikes to my critics. And of course, as I wrote a few blogs ago, I don't actually ever hear from critics. Most of them are happening in my brain. They are all internal. So it's funny. Because like, I'm like, it's me who's worried about the fact that things are the same. Not anyone else. Well, maybe other people are too, but they're not saying it to me. In any case, this one's a little short one. And what song shall I deliver to you? Well, number one, I did not have time to record one today because of aforesaid rehearsal. But number two, I thought, oh, I should do like a song that's mine. That's like one of the early, you know, thematic structures. And I thought, oh, maybe I should find one from my band days. And turns out I have put almost every song from our album in these blogcasts over the years, except for one. So I'm going to give you the last remaining song from the Bright Red Boots eponymous album. It's called Good Time. I'm going to play that for you in a moment. Meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the train that is happening. You know, normally when I record later, I try and stop during the train times. But today, I got to get out of here. I got to go rehearse. So you enjoy this train. It is an N or a W. There it is. Any case, thank you for listening. If you like this blogcast, that's amazing. Please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe in your podcast app. And if you would like to support it with your dollars, that would be amazing. Fantastic. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis is the sort of top of the line, but there's also PayPal, there's Ko-fi. You can sign up to be a paid member on Substack. There's probably something else, but not that I know about right now. So, and mostly thank you for listening. It does make a difference, like a big one. So thank you. By the way, all the links to follow and subscribe and donate are all in the show notes. So if you need to find me elsewhere, that's the place. I know different podcast apps are different in terms of finding like the liner notes. I'm sorry. That's such an old school way. What is it? The notes. They're just notes. They're all different in different apps. Like in Pocket Casts, they call them details. I don't know what they call them elsewhere. But if you're having trouble finding the notes, which I feel like I did in the first few years of hearing people on podcasts say to look in the show notes, they're called different things in different apps. Anyway, so here's another train. My apologies. This song was on my band's album. I had a dream last night that we were like back in the band trying to get something done. I can't remember what it was at this point, but anyway, the band was a long time ago now, over 20 years, which is kind of crazy. But this song, I think, was a couple of people's favorite song. Favorite? Yes. They've let me know, like, they don't listen to the rest of the album, but they listen to this song, which is, I think that's kind of sweet. Like, I don't know. I have albums like that, too, where I like the whole thing, but there's one song that really does it for me. And this song is that song for a couple of people, so that's neat. And I do think it has a thematic, like, sister even on that album. So it's essentially like the other side of a coin. So there's a song called Waste on that album, which I think it was at the end of the album. And this one might have come right before it. Anyway, they're paired in the sense that they are songs about like the frustration of the real world and hoping for something more, except they have very different perspectives on that. Anyway, so it has a little sister, which is sort of what this blog is about. Anyway, this was my band, Bright Red Boots. This song is called Good Time. It has the other members of the band are Vince Ritchie on guitar, George Hennick, I believe he's on tuba on this song. I haven't actually listened to it recently. And on percussion is Alexa Devon, who is then known as Lexi Devon. So enjoy our band from 2001. Good time. Mm-hmm.
direction, and I keep on keeping on. But I've been missing some good times on my way. Feel like the world is telling me that I should stray. My path will linger even if I walk away. Tree, the creeping ivy and the noble honeybee, they'd all be dancing if you left it up to me. Spend some more time in the sun. 'Cause I've been looking for a good time lately. I've been trying to have me some fun. I got tired of crying, baby. This time I'm sending the blues on. System may not be the reason for it. It could be politics or how the press won't explore it. But in the meantime, I'll endeavor to ignore it. 'Cause I've been